Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, fellow listener. Tim Polipiuk here, and I hope you enjoyed this serial radio play, which was originally slated to end in the fall-winter of 2021, if not for an inner right ear injury, followed shortly by an infection in the same ear that sidelined me for a substantial portion of time. So therefore, listener, you have my gratitude. I mean, seriously, thanks so much for your patience. We finally made it. And I have some upcoming supplementary treats for you. So stay tuned. Anyway, onward with the thanks and acknowledgments. We'll start with my wonderful nieces, Chloe and Ellie, along with their mother, my younger sister, Miranda. Love you three so much, and I'm so glad to be a part of your lives. My little Clover and Ellos. Personal pet names there. Next, we have my mom, Josie. I mean, what more could be said? Thank you for bringing me into this world, Mom. Loving and supporting me all the way. We've been through a lot together. Followed by my dad, George. For it was he who helped foster an early interest in fantasy, adventure, computers, and the band Pink Floyd. To whenever I listen to the fourth, I think of him. Father and son thing. Thank you, Dad. And there's my step-aunt, Natasha. Her own personal philosophies and values encouraged me to reevaluate situations when at my lowest. And these everlasting lessons have stayed with me to this day. So thank you very much, Nat, for being my moral support when I needed it. And then we have all my other relatives and friends, either here now or long gone. And there's my former high school drama teacher, Mr. Moore. He was the first person to detect my creative potential and supported my first ever play I'd written for grade 10 winter final exams called The Silent Affliction. It was based on my experiences as an autistic individual at the time, the content leaving a long-lasting impression on him, the other students, and even the group I was part of that helped bring it to life. So, thank you, Mr. Moore, for being a great teacher and a great person. And, if you're curious, I can name one of the group members, aside from Nicole Russell, whom was my first school crush, by the way, amongst them. She is Amy Elizabeth Frith, and we recently reconnected on Facebook, and I'm really enjoying her own artistic and spiritual content. Thank you, Amy and Nicole, for being a part of the Silent Affliction with the others, making it possible back then. Continuing with high school influences, we have Mr. and Mrs. Godfrey with their daughter, Sarah Godfrey, the first autistic friend I ever made. You see, Mr. Godfrey taught art in my high school and was in the audience for a special performance arranged by Mr. Moore of The Silent Affliction for the arts faculty at the time. Mr. Godfrey was so moved that he mentioned Sarah to me, provided a video documentary featuring her called The Child You Do Have, and made it possible for us to connect as pen pals since she attended a different high school. We eventually met in person for dinner with her family, and I had a chance to say goodbye to them before I moved from Ontario to British Columbia, Canada, after I graduated. Mr. Moore was present too, to express a fond farewell. So, wherever you are, Sarah, thank you and your family for being so wholesome and caring. Moving on, we have my former mentors and great friends, Leonora Gregory Calora, her husband Charlie Gregory Calora, and their recently deceased son, Anthony Gregory Calora. Leonora and I connected shortly after the move, and from there, these three individuals took me under their wing and fostered an awareness of my artistic, professional, and personal side, independent of being autistic. Through their company, Anka Consulting Incorporated, I learned the ropes of everyday life and still adhere to their philosophies to this day. Leonora also introduced me to the world of radio and blogtalkradio.com itself, too, where I then honed my craft under the umbrella Anka Radio Shows. And she also requested a eulogy for Anthony when he died in 2021, since I was one of the many people who was very close to him and a very good influence, of which I was so honored to provide. May he rest in peace. Thank you, three. Oh, and by the way, Leonora and Charlie are autistic, and so was Anthony. Just thought I'd add that in. Related to Anka, there's all the autistic clients, their families, and professionals that I've supported over the years, along with some wonderful coworkers like Reese Mansbridge. Shout out to you, Reese. Haven't forgotten you. It was a privilege seeing everyone grow alongside me and to feed off their enjoyment of my one-man performance pieces, Speak for Myself and Speaking for Ourselves. I still have the videotape of my first performance, by the way, though no VCR at my disposal, unfortunately. Anyway, we had a lot to teach each other back then, and in that, we succeeded. And there's my ex-girlfriend, and now friend, Tara. She taught me a lot on romantic relationships and what comprises a romantic partner. I am grateful for that experience and always wishing her the best. And here's to your Who Killed Snoopy play we once collaborated on, Tara. I look forward to working with you on it again in the future. And we have Darylyn Rank, another wonderful former mentor and also former head of the Weavers Writers Group. I hope I got that right. Either way, great teacher, great people whom supported my literary development. Keep on weaving, Derry. I salute you. And related to writers' groups, there's Mike, who ran his own, whom I joined much later. And not only did he allow me the honor of assuming his mantle upon request after stepping down, but his constructive feedback enabled me to refine these radio scripts into what they are today. So thank you for that guidance, Mike. Much appreciated. And with that, I must thank every member of my former writers group and those kind-hearted, wise souls comprising the philosophy group that I also attended as a member at the time. Having people to feed off of and, in turn, learn from is invaluable. You all fit the bill. And there's Miss Shelley, art teacher at the ACT Theater, and all the children I volunteer with alongside her over there to instill the value of the arts within them, as had been instilled within me. Of course, none of that would be possible without Landry Davies, the organizer. She saw something valuable and was so impressed over the years that she and the Arts Council named me Arts Groups Volunteer of the Year in 2018. Thanks for having faith in me, Landry. And with the arts, there's Kevin Lee, part of an online autism Asperger's support group. Now, he wasn't autistic, but he still had a great interest in advocating for us autistic individuals and learning about them too, about us. His close ties to the arts as a professional performer himself proved a boon for me. So much valuable advice and guidance supplied when I sought it. So, mucho appreciation to you for that, Kevin. And moving on to my work, we have Maria Ilyeu, my co-star, all the way from Long Island, New York. Her tireless dedication to seeing my plays come to fruition over the years is certainly one of a kind. Thanks, Maria. And say hi to Athena, your daughter, for me, okay? And then there's Phoebe Muir. Okay, I hope I got that last name right. Anyway, she's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and was not only a great person to support and work with at my old location, in addition to being an exceptional painter herself. She also supplied her own stories for me to adapt to radio and worked with Maria and I in bringing them to life. Now that's what I call going the extra mile. So thanks for that, Phoebe. And I look forward to future collaborations with you. And here's a special shout-out to Bob Delaney from St. Louis, Missouri. For you see, Leonora suggested I do a show centered around writing called Writer's Block. Bob became my co-host, and during the allotted time, we discussed anything writing-related with one another for the benefit of our listeners. This experience allowed me to further learn the mechanizations of online live shows and how to coordinate accordingly. I'm thankful, Bob, for your assistance in that arena and for your own expertise, Bob, as an editor that you brought to the table. We made quite a team together, you and I. And there's blogtalkradio.com themselves for providing a platform to cut my teeth on as a radio show host, in addition to showcasing my plays through the medium of online internet radio podcasting. Next, we have Icelandic singer / composer Björk, whose music and personality were instrumental, no pun intended, in kickstarting a wonderful journey towards acceptance of my abilities as a writer. When her team at One Little Independent Records accepted the letters I wrote to her, one per every year of her birthday, starting in 2004, I acquired a newfound confidence in my literary skills and appreciated the live CD of her Biophilia concert that they sent me in December of 2014 as a gift. So, takk fyrir to her and them. And we come to the Watts family. Catherine, Ian, Joe, Ellie, Sam, and Megan of Brighton, England. One half the catalyst behind this entire project. They were participants in a variety of robot-centered TV contests. First, Robot Wars, where Ian had his son Joe and daughter Ellie, and their creation was Bigger Brother. And prior to that, Ian and Joe had a stint in the early series with Big Brother, old design. And then Ian had his son Sam in the later ones with The Swarm. And then there was BattleBots, Ian with his wife Catherine and son Joe with Bigger Brother. And then Ian had his son Sam, much in the later seasons, with the Four Horsemen. And then there's the robotic Olympic Games styled techno games, where Ian had his son Joe and daughter Ellie with Big Bro. Same creation, different name, different design. And another creation, Jake the Peg. They competed in 2002 and 2003. I think Megan appeared once on Robot Wars. Once on Robot Wars, as far as I recall. Anyway, watching them, I sensed something unique in their dynamics and interplay, their organic relations that they displayed to one another that was so undeniably strong that I couldn't help but connect and root for them. Thus, they became the inspiration for the characters of the Enriques in this radio play. Next, for a little detour, we have Tom Fisk, whose Immersive Wire newsletter, general expertise on AR/VR technologies, and the metaverse, allowed me a window into the world of someone incredibly special. Thank you, Tom, from one creative to another. And I'm still enjoying your content, by the way. Great stuff. And that special someone I mentioned is none other than Ellie Watts of the Watts family of Brighton, England. Now in her late 20s, married, and goes by the name of Ellie River, the second half of the catalyst behind this project. Ellie, there aren't adequate words to describe how your personality, writing, and work in traditional and 3D animations and your VR work has impacted me for the better. When we communicated on Twitter, and then when you reassured me through email that you were all right during the UK floods at the time, and when you gave my comment on your recent marriage a like on Twitter, it was all a real blessing. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll talk again in the future. I'd love for that. For I still feel we have so much to learn from one another artistically. Since you once held a passion for acting and theater, with the credentials to prove it, you would have made a fantastic Sophia Enrique, as would Ian for Robert Enrique, Catherine for Elsa Enrique, Joe for James Enrique, and Sam and Megan for Sophia's cousins, Andrew and Cynthia, in the revised scripts. So, lots of love to you, Ellie, and to your family. The end. Thank you, listener, and have a wonderful day, afternoon, a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are. So long.